Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron. On today's show, Melanie Henderson joins me to talk about the big games of Rivalry Week, and then we'll pick who wins next week's games. We'll also discuss the soccer matchups this past weekend and the CHS Clinton Dark Horse cross-country team with their big season. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Now, Melanie, I want to thank you first for being here, as Ron is not able to join us today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get started with the first game, which was Clinton and Wallace Rose Hill. The Dark Horses got a big 35-21 win over the Bulldogs and clinched the four-county conference crown to advance to 10-0 on the season. They look really good. And they did have a scare there for a few minutes there, and it was a big game. And I know you're a Wallace native. And
I am.
Tell us about what you think about the game.
Well, it was, I think, a game that come down to strength. I think that the Dark Horses has a lot of strength. I have to also think that they have a lot of speed. And I wasn't at the game, but I feel like that probably the better team won. The Sampson Independent, you predict, make predictions every week, and I think you hit the head right on the nail. It was a hard-fought game, but I think it was well-deserved by Clinton.
The Dark Horses did get that win, and the defense had a really good game. Michael Kramer had 12 tackles. He's a force on the defense, and the offensive line really played well the other night and getting those big holes open for the backfield to run it in. And Chris Williams also had big two passes to Prentice Murphy, and those were huge passes to put them up 21-0 at halftime. They eventually went on to win 35-21. Wallace Rose Hill had that big comeback in the fourth quarter there, onside kicks all over the place. While you were coaching there, did you see a lot of that?
Not exactly. Usually, you know, they were ahead most of the time, and they weren't behind, and so therefore I never saw many onside kicks. But I do know that they practiced it just in case that they face that. You know, the game was close. It was what it was supposed to be. It was everything that everybody thought it would be. You know, I'm happy for Clinton, and I salute them on a good game.
The Dark Horses now advanced to 10-0. They have a game against Union next week, and that is the last of their regular season. They hope to move on to the playoffs and have a good playoff year and possibly even a championship year, as they are that good. Now we move on to Lakewood and Hobton. The Leopards easily beat Hobton 49-0 on senior night. A big night for Lakewood, as they have a chance to win the Carolina Conference against James Kenyon next week. That is a big game for them, and I don't think they've beat James Kenyon in a very long time. I think that game will be very good. That's probably the game of the week, most likely. And there's not much to say about that one, but if you wanted to add.
Well, you know, James Keenan's quarterback was out for a great amount of time, and he's back, and it should be a good game. I think that Lakewood will prevail. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I understand that he's back, and it should be a great game.
It should, and we'll get to who wins that game in just a few minutes. But first, the game you were at, the Midway Union game, was a really good game to the end.
It was. I think that Union kind of dominated the offensive line. They were coming off the line pretty quick, and they, you know, it was an offensive struggle for a while. Union has some quick backs, and if they ever got outside, that was all she, you know, all she wrote. But it was a good game. I think that coach. For Midway, Coach Fussell, I think he was proud of the way his team played in the second half. And, of course, it was senior night at Union, and which is always good for a senior to go out as winners. And they had also recognized their seniors, and they recognized a guy that had been on their team and died in the summer to an automobile accident. So it gave them a little bit more incentive to play a little bit harder.
Union got the 37-16 victory over Midway, and that was a big game for Union, as They've had some big games all season long. They've prevailed in most of them. It's been a great season for Union. Midway's been struggling here and now, and it should be interesting to see what happens with these two teams in the postseason, as both of them should make the playoffs. Now we move on to predictions of this week's football games. Union at Clinton, who wins it?
Hands down, Clinton.
I agree with that. Clinton on senior night gets the victory over Union big. Midway versus Wallace Rose Hill, it'll be senior night in Spivey's Corner. You're a Wallace native.
Well, you know, I want to pick Wallace simply because they're coming off a defeat. And I think that they will be ready for the Raiders. I expect the Raiders to give it all they've got, but in the end, I think the Bulldogs will prevail.
I agree. Wallace will win big against Midway after coming off that loss to Clinton. And then the game of the week, Lakewood and James Keenan, most likely for the Carolina Conference for Lakewood if they win it. And if they lose, it'll probably go to Princeton or North Duplin. So Lakewood has to win this game to win it. Who wins it?
I'm going to go with Lakewood. They've had a good season. They have quickness. They have a good line and good defense. So I haven't had the opportunity to watch James Keenan play, but I'm going to say Lakewood.
James Keenan did lose their quarterback earlier in the season. Now he's back. I do think Lakewood will win. It should be a very, very close game. Probably the game of the year in the county for Lakewood. And they win it by a very close margin. Now we move on to more sports. Soccer, the playoffs have kicked off. And let's talk about Clinton for a little bit. Clinton defeated Farmville Central on Saturday 9-0 and will advance to the second round of the playoffs to on Tuesday against Roanoke Rapids. Clinton soccer is getting better and better every week. They did lose to East Bladen on a tricky matchup, but they are very good. And moving ahead, can they get past that hump where they've been losing the past few years in that fourth round?
I would say so. They've got a great team, and they also defeated Wallace Rose Hill twice during the regular season. And I feel like that they may go all the way.
If the Dark Horses were to win on Tuesday, they would have to face most likely Jordan Matthews, which is a sixth seed, on Thursday in the third round. Jordan Matthews was a coin flip away from being the two seed. That game will probably be a big game. Many fans there at the Dark Horse Complex, and it should be a very good game. Midway ended their season on Saturday night to Dixon in the playoffs, 5-0 loss. They finished their season 11-11. Hobson defeated Kit Pryde 10-1 and is advancing to the second round to play Voyager Academy. And then number 7 Lakewood wins 3-2 in their first round playoff game, and then they play a very tough game against the number 2 East Carteret team on Tuesday. That should be a very good game, as Lakewood has done well this season, and the East Carteret, obviously a good team, a storied program in soccer. Well, that does it for us. And one more thing, we want to congratulate the CHS cross country teams, men's and women's teams. In the they ran in the state championships this past Saturday. Elizabeth Coleman came in 16th place out of 138 runners, with a time of 20:31. That's a school record for fastest time. She was the only sophomore in her race to come in the top 20, which is amazing. We want to congratulate her, and also Cade Sutton for coming 25th in the men's race with a time of 17:31, and Charles Jordan coming 31st with a time of 17:40. Any last thoughts, Melanie?
Well, it's going to be a great week. I look forward to it.
It is, and we hope you will join us next week. And Ron should be back next week, and we'll have another guest on next week. And we have a big week this week. And we want to thank you for listening. For Melanie Henderson, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.